So we continue with our series about life on the front line. We've seen that wherever we are, we can serve God. And today we see that whatever we do, whatever our role, whatever our profession, it matters to God. Wherever we are and whatever we do. We see that captured in our reading this morning, especially in verse 23. Let me remind you of what it says. Whatever you do, there's the phrase, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not human masters. Just before we plunge into this, a little bit on the context of the passage, and especially the context of slavery. It's very clear in these verses that Paul is talking to slaves and masters. And it's really important that we note straight away that slavery in the first century is very different to slavery in the 18th and the 19th century. The unspeakable evil of chattel slavery in the former British colonies, the barbaric and horrific treatment that was meted out to enslaved Africans. What we see here in the first century is different. The Greek word doulos or douloi, slave or slaves, could actually be translated bond servant, and some people do that. And it highlights the fact that for many people, slavery in the first century was at least tolerable. Slaves would almost certainly have won their freedom by the time they were 30. They had certain rights in the ancient world. They could save money. And when slaves were freed, they would sometimes go into trade with their former masters on equal terms. So slavery in the first century is very different. Nevertheless, Aristotle, as just one writer, talks about slaves as living tools. And if you were enslaved, it was still a difficult place to be. What are we to make of the way that Paul treats slavery in these verses? Is he in some way legitimizing the practice by talking about it? Not at all. And what we see in the Bible, what we see in the Gospel, what we see in Paul is actually implacable opposition to slavery. Paul, in various places, lays out principles that, when they were understood, undercut slavery at the root. We see that in the book of Philemon, for example. He speaks of the absolute dignity of humanity. He speaks of equality. He speaks of brotherhood and sisterhood in Christ. And the point is, I'll say it again, that when such principles are understood, they undercut slavery in all its forms at the root. Slavery in all its forms is actually an unspeakable evil. It is against God. It is against the Bible. It is against the Gospel. And we need to be aware of it, and we need to be against it as well. So what is it that Paul is saying here as he addresses slaves and masters? Well, he's addressing it because, for all its awfulness, it is something that is very much present in the lives of many of his readers, many of his listeners. In some Roman provinces, up to 80% of the population either were enslaved or had slavery as part of their family background. So he addresses it because he wants to apply the principles of the Gospel to the real world. And he looks forward to the day when this is no longer an issue. But for those who are trapped in it, he wants to reassure them that whatever they do, it matters to God. Whatever they do, it matters to God. And by extension, whatever we do matters to God. Spoken about this in one of my podcasts, and it just seems relevant to mention it again here, that we have had two wonderful interns with us over the past year, Gideon and Hannah, and they have both done tremendous work, and they're now on different pathways. Hannah, as you know, is exploring with us whether she is called to join the staff team here as associate pastor for children. And that's a process that we are moving forward with as a church. She is passionate about children's ministry. She is passionate about Cornerstone Baptist Church, about Connect at Copper Beach, at Crag, at Headingley. And she wants to give herself unstintingly to this ministry. So that's Hannah on the one hand. And on the other hand, we have Gideon. I hope they don't mind me talking about them in this way, but Gideon has done tremendous work, and he continues to do so, of course, in the life of the gathered church through Zoom into Church, for example. But he is working now full-time in the financial sector and really giving himself to that. Now, someone might conclude by looking at Gideon and Hannah that Hannah is in some ways being more faithful because she is involved in church-based ministry. She's on our Intern Plus program at the moment. And Gideon is somehow being less faithful because he's moved into the financial sector and he's serving God there. But that is not the case. Paul says here, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if you're serving the Lord, as indeed you are doing. We began to hear in recent days the phrase level up. This isn't a political point at all, but it is a sort of zeitgeisty phrase. It is becoming part of our language. We think of leveling up and in the north of England wanting to be leveled up with the south. Very, very important. But we need to think of our own leveling up in the Christian community, in the church. We may, in our thinking, have Hannah here and Gideon here. We may have church workers here and finance people here. We may have pastors, cross-cultural missionaries, those who work in the caring professions may be here. And those who work in retail or as homemakers or in some other form of business down here. Church workers, those who are in the caring professions, cross-cultural missionaries, absolutely crucial. Whatever you do, do it well. Do it for the Lord. It matters. It's so important. It's so wonderful. And one of my commitments is to encourage those with the appropriate gifting through into pastoral and preaching ministry, church planting ministry, whatever it may be. And so that level is right. But for those who are feeling that they're down here because of unconscious and sometimes conscious messages that are produced in church life, we need to level up. If you are in retail, if you are in finance, if you are a homemaker, the scriptures say whatever you do, it matters to God, and we need to level up. It's not more important, but it's just as important as far as God is concerned. Your front line matters to him wherever you are and whatever you do. And this is where the context of first century slavery can really help us, because yes, it wasn't the same as the terrible slavery of the 18th and 19th century, but still it wasn't good for many people. And Paul reaches out to people and encourages people and says, in effect, you may be treated as a living tool. That may be how you feel yourself sometimes, but you matter to God. What you do matters to God. It's really, really important. It is your front line, and you will receive a reward from the Lord as you do your work for Him. And so what you do really, really matters to God. And what we need to do in church life, in our own thinking, is to level up. Pastors, missionaries, church workers, children's workers, absolutely. But also those who are homemakers, also those who work in the civil service, also those who work in retail, in food production, in whatever it may be. Insert at this point your profession, what your front line is, maybe working in the community. It could be absolutely anything. As long as you can do it for the Lord, then God is with you. That is your front line, and it matters to Him. And the final thing to say this morning is the encouragement to do this well. We see that very clearly in these verses. Paul says, first of all, do your work with integrity, not only when someone is watching, but also when no one's eye is upon you. In workplaces around the world, there are people who are working in order to curry favour with others, in order to get ahead. When the boss is watching, the work will be a lot better. When nobody is checking up, then the standards will slip. Christians should be those who work with integrity, whether someone is watching or not. Your work matters to God. Whatever you do, remember those words. Whatever you do. And as you remember those words, do your work well for our Lord. And there's a word here to those who are in management, those who are the bosses, those who are, in the terms of this passage, masters. Do what is right and fair. In our small group this week, we were talking, and people who are in management were talking about how this series has been helpful to them and how it has just encouraged and challenged again to manage well, to lead well. I know that many of you watching this, many of you listening, are leaders in your professions, in your places of work. You may be leading teams. You may be managing a small group. You may have very large responsibilities for a team. Do what you do well. Be right and fair. In my former life at Spurgeon's College, I ended up my time as acting principal for a number of years, working alongside a chief executive, Andy, who became a really good friend. I was in contact with him again this week. And the thing that always struck me about Andy is that he always sought to do what was right and fair. He didn't have favourites. He and I got on very well, but in terms of workplace issues, he treated me just the same as others. He treated me well, and he treated others well, even when he didn't get on so well with those people. He did what is right and fair. There was no favouritism. And so I want to encourage you today with these words: whatever you do, what you do matters to God. So wherever we are, we can serve God. We think about what our front lines are, but whatever we do matters to God. Do it well. Do it for the Lord. You will get a reward as you serve well, whatever it is. Do your work with integrity and always do what is right and fair. I have a conviction that this is so vital, this leveling up in our church life, in our Christian culture. If we can get this, then we can release not just one or two or three ministers or missionaries, but a whole army of people who will go out into the world enthused and inspired and equipped to serve our God, to do the work well, to see what God is doing and join in with that on front lines across our city and beyond. People who are ready, when it's appropriate, to speak a word for Christ. People who will do their work differently, who will shine for Him in such a way that it will make a real difference to person after person after person. And people will begin to ask questions. What is it about these people? When those questions come, we can be ready to say, in all humility, I have the same sorts of struggles as you have. I grapple with all sorts of issues, but I have a God who loves me and who walks with me, and I see at work all the time. You can know that God too. Just be ready to give a reason for the hope that is within you. And so we hear the encouragement of God's words, the encouragement that whatever we do, we can serve Him.